Hello and welcome to the show, My Thoughts and Studies. I'm your host, Gabrielle, and today I will be talking about taking up your cross to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus saith the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 10:34-39. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. That's what thus saith the Lord, not me. But what is it that he is saying, though? What is it exactly? Here's some study notes that I found. To take up your cross and follow Jesus means to be willing to publicly identify with him in service and sacrifice, to experience certain opposition, and to be willing to face even suffering and death for his sake. Christian commitment may separate friends and loved ones. In saying this, Jesus was not encouraging disobedience to parents or confrontation at home. Rather, he was showing that his presence demands a decision, because some will follow him and some won't. Conflict will inevitably arise. Family and friends may see our new faith as rejecting them personally as we turn from our former beliefs, activities, and life choices. As you take up your cross and follow him, your different values, morals, and goals will set you apart from others. Jesus calls us to a higher mission than to find comfort and tranquility in this life. Love of family is important, but even this love can be a self-serving. Love of family is important, but even this love can be self-serving and used as an excuse not to serve God or to do his work. Don't neglect your family. Assure them that you love them. In fact, you may be able to influence them. Remember, however, that your commitment to God should be your first priority. Now let me speak on these things, as it is written in 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Notice the theme here. The Lord God Almighty himself suffered persecution and still does, for not all believe. So by affiliation, those who believe on him shall suffer persecution. That is just the way it is. For all not believe. The world hates God and all that he stands for and has ordained. We as Christians are going to go through some things because we live in a fallen, dark, and sinful world that hates the Lord God Almighty, who we love and who first loved us. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. God has given us the power to do it through the Holy Spirit, which indwells us. Let's stop making agreements with the devil. We are not ignorant of his devices. We have a God-given and constitutional right to freedom of speech and of religion, yet we are discouraged from talking about God in most all arenas, and condemned if we do. Some so-called Christians aren't willing to suffer anything for the Lord. They seem to believe that God has saved them for their own pleasure. They think salvation has excluded them from ever having problems in life. They think they're supposed to be blessed all the time. Once again, they use the term blessed out of context. For example, I see it as a blessing that God calls me to see that I cannot trust in anything or anyone else outside of him. I cannot put my faith and trust in family, friends, money, success, or power. The only way to true happiness, joy, contentment, and peace is through God. Period. We will suffer loss. Loss of family, friends, and opportunities. But the mysterious and amazing part about it is that in spite of all of that, God has given us a comforter in the Holy Spirit who will give us peace beyond our understanding. I'm not just talking off the top of my head here. I've experienced this, and it is also written in Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Obey God and trust in Him for the outcome. God's peace is different from the world's peace. God is peace, and He has promised to keep our hearts and minds through the continual work of Jesus Christ. True peace is not found in positive thinking, in absence of conflict, or in good feelings. It comes from trusting God to work everything out in a way that is best for you as you fulfill your role in God's work in the world. Our citizenship in Christ's kingdom is sure. Our destiny is set, and we can have victory over sin. Let God's peace guard your heart against the anxieties of this world that try to bring you down and keep your focus off Jesus. When we trust God, He gives us a peaceful perspective in a traffic jam, on a difficult phone call, in a troubled relationship, and even when death draws near. So love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Be not wise in your own eyes. Let us not put our faith and trust in earthly relationships or material things. Let us not be ashamed of our faith, but let us speak boldly about Jehovah God, who has given us this great gift of faith through His marvelous grace. Now I want to go back and touch on 2 Timothy 3:12, where it says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Notice that it says, "all that will live godly in Christ Jesus." It's pointing out those who are actively seeking to be renewed in the spirit of their mind. It's talking about those who want to live holy and set apart. It's talking about those who know that there is no such thing as work salvation, for all our righteousness is as filthy rags before God, as it is written in Isaiah 64:6. But we are all as unclean thing, and our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, in our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. I'll say it again. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It's a hard saying to receive because of what we've learned from the world about hardship. The world teaches us that we are not supposed to have any problems in life. The world says that we must be doing something to deserve the problems that we face. And worst of all, that old enemy tells us that it's God's fault that we are going through this or that. When in reality, through our circumstances, the enemy is trying to destroy us, or we've created our own troubles through living outside of the will of God. And just because we just live in a fallen, dark, and sinful world, it's just because of sin. Well, it's not God's fault. And as sinners, we are going to suffer because of just that, sin. Remember, not all believe. We live in a fallen and sinful world that hates God, and we ourselves are sinners. But God, I love that part. But God has made a way of escape. Amen. He gave His Son for us, who was tempted just as we are. Hebrews 4:15-16. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We can talk to Him about anything and everything. Nothing is off limits. We may as well confess, because He knows the thoughts of our hearts anyway. So take up your cross and follow Jesus. Stop working so hard to fit into or be successful in this world. John 6:27. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. The Lord says that if you find your life, you shall lose it. But if you lose your life for his sake, you shall find it. I'm going to talk about myself and my own experiences here. I have lost my life for the Lord Jesus Christ. The life that I was living wasn't any kind of type of life to live anyway. But one aspect of the life that I was living before I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ is that I was trying to do anything and everything to be accepted by my family and my peers, you know, all these people, to be accepted by people, you know, ungodly people and unbelieving people. And it just wasn't working, you know. Some people, they find their life in this life. You know, they get rich or they have success and they found their life in this life. You know, they have a lot of friends and they have family, but they have not God. You know, they have not God and they seem like they're happy. I like to use celebrities as my example. Just look at how many celebrities commit suicide. You know, they commit suicide, whether it's, you know, by using a weapon and shooting themselves or whatever they do, or by, you know, slowly with drugs and stuff, they commit suicide. You know, if they have all this money and family and friends around, then why do they, and they're so happy, then why do they need to alter their mood with alcohol and drugs and do all these things that they do? And then some of them, they kill themselves, but yet they have everything that anyone could ever want. That's why I like to use them as my example. You know, it just goes to show that having all that stuff is not gonna bring peace. It's not gonna provide joy. It's not gonna provide happiness. And God designed it that way. We were created and designed and wired, if you will, to have a relationship with the Lord God Almighty. We were created to worship Him, to love Him, to adore Him, to serve Him, you know, to seek to please Him. That's what we were created for. And if we don't do that, then we're going to end up worshiping and serving something else, because that's how we are. That's just how we are. Okay? So, you might as well, for those out there listening to this that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you should receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, because that idol or that God that you set up before yourself, whatever it might be, money, sex, drugs, alcohol, yourself, another person, whatever it is that you worship, it has no life in it. It has no life in it, and it's not going to help you. It's not going to bring you any joy. It's not going to bring you any peace. Whatever, you know, semi pleasant feelings you get from it is temporal, and it's not going to help you. Trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know the title of this episode is Take Up Your Cross and Follow Jesus, but this is a part of me taking up my cross to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, because I'm speaking against this worldly paradigm. I'm speaking against the world's wisdom. I'm speaking against partying and alcoholism and drugs and fornication and adultery. I'm speaking against all these things that the world loves to do, and that they claim to find so much happiness and peace and joy in, but yet they're killing one another left and right, and they're so angry and hateful, you know, and they just all these shootings and just everything that's going on in the world. They're so happy. Why are they so evil and wicked and killing one another? you know. So this is a part of me taking up my cross to follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the type of stuff that you're going to have to do if you're going to live godly in Christ Jesus. If you're going to live godly in Christ Jesus and you have an unbelieving mother or brother or father or whoever it is that refuses to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, it doesn't mean you don't love that person, but you're going to have to separate yourself from that person. You cannot have constant fellowship with that person, because what communion hath light with darkness? Light cast out darkness, you know. And you can't serve two masters. You're either going to love the one and hate the other. You know, you can't love that person and put God on the back burner just so that person will accept you. No. No, they need to be put on the back burner, you know. And you need to put God first. We need to put God first. We need not be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ before this wicked world. We need to speak up, and we need to love people and pray with people and pray for people, you know, that souls would be saved. People are dying and going to hell, and we just want to go on about our life and, you know, have pleasure and eat and drink and watch TV and do all this stuff that we do. And it's not right. The Lord is coming very soon. We need to take up our cross and follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to go out into the highways and the byways and evangelize and talk to people about the Lord God Almighty and tell them, hey, you know what? God loves you. God loves you despite what the enemy says. God loves you. He gave his life for you. You know, or maybe the world is oversaturated with that, you know. People, I don't know. Maybe people have too much religion. I don't know. All I know is that we as Christians, we need to take up our cross and follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be good stewards and good servants. And so I'm going to close this episode out with a prayer for all my brethren, all my brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world. And I pray that God would strengthen you where you need strength, and give you courage where you need courage, and heal you where you need healing. I pray that he would comfort you in your time of need and be a friend to you when you need a friend to talk to. I just pray the Lord God Almighty would be your El Shaddai, your all-sufficient God. And these things I ask and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.